Don Quixote, The Lost Manuscript, written by Miguel de Cervantes, narrated by Cyril Taylor Carr and the Cliff.
Peach and Love Records.
The timeless literary masterpieces we offer you must be well acted, voiced, and narrated. Created with the hope of engendering a powerful, positive, inspirational response. You know there remains a special place in the hearts of all for these beautifully crafted, timeless combinations of inspirational words and emotion. We know as the classics. Tales so beautifully wrought, they conjure up deep feelings of reverence and inspiration for the listener. This, too, is a classic. A thundering calliope of raindropped words pounding against our consciousness, compelling us to be new and better people. That can only be achieved by a classic. A bubbling up of untamed desire and raw feeling from the depths of our being. That, too, must be the function of classic literature. To reshape the heart, mind, and spirit of all. Moving us on to greater heights of understanding is also well within the power of the classics. Here we first imagine, then create, and finally pass on the very best of the literary realm from both then and now. This is our only mandate. So we welcome you, one and all, young and old, schooled and enterprising, to the wonderful world of literature's greatest triumphs and word portraits from the ever-changing, always engaging human spirit. This is classic literature. Don Quixote is a minor landowner who has read so many stories of chivalry that he descends into a fantasy and becomes convinced that he is a great knight. Together with his companion, Sancho Panza, the self-styled Don Quixote de la Mancha, sets out in search of adventure. His lady is an imaginary object of his courtly love, crafted from a neighboring farm girl by the illusion-struck knight. In addition, she never actually appears in the novel. Published in two volumes nearly a decade apart, Don Quixote is the most influential work of literature to ever emerge from the Spanish Golden Age and perhaps the entire Spanish literary canon. As a founding work of modern Western literature, it regularly appears at or near the top of lists of the greatest books of all time.
Chapter 1. Of the Interview the Curate and the Barber Had with Don Quixote about his malady. Cide Hamete Benengeli, in the second part of this history, and third sally of Don Quixote, says that the curate and the barber remained nearly a month without seeing him, lest they should recall or bring back to his recollection what had taken place. They did not, however, omit to visit his niece and housekeeper, and charged them to be careful to treat him with attention, and give him comforting things to eat, and such as were good for the heart and the brain, whence, it was plain to see, all his misfortune proceeded. The niece and housekeeper replied that they did so, and meant to do so with all possible care and assiduity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?